I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Tour dates coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We're in September. We are headed to Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, Springfield. This is the Middle America tour right there. Then we're headed up to Canada. We're going to Ottawa, Peterborough, London, Ontario, and then end in the month of September. Wow, we laugh at that, dude. Unbelievable.
You're such a good reader.
Myrtle Beach and Roanoke, Virginia, and then October we're making a run through the old town, baby, Greensboro, North Carolina, where I used to play tennis. Atlanta, Georgia, at a second show, I believe, coming up soon here at the Fox Theater. Birmingham, Alabama, adding a second show in a second. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Springfield, Illinois, and Evansville, Indiana, meth capital of the... I shouldn't say that on the promotion. And then November, December, we out here. Come see us, ladies and gentlemen. This week's episode brought to you by AG1, baby. You geared up today, right?
Yeah,
now?
You can see I've already had mine today.
I clearly geared up right now.
Dosed up, ready to roll.
A part of millions of mornings since 2010, it's a foundational nutritional supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients for whole body health. AG1 replaces your multivitamin, probiotic, and more with one drinkable habit. Why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder in water once a day? One scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. AG1 gives you increased energy, need it, mood support, definitely need it. Making it easy to live your best life, as Joel Osteen would say. Mm. I put that in at the end myself. If you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1. Scrap all the rest of the stuff. Eat fast food and drink AG1. Just kidding. I put that in myself too, and they don't endorse that. Get five free AG1 travel packs plus a free one-year supply of vitamin D with your purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/net positive. That's drinkag1.com/net positive and get a body.
Get right.
Like me and Alex.
Get yourself right.
Welcome to the show, baby. Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what do we got, baby?
We're in here, man.
We in here.
Big day.
Dude, big hot episode. We got a hot lineup.
Yep.
Just me and you in the studio. Andrew, focused.
Andrew, of course.
As dialed in as he always is. We got a country of the week.
Okay.
We got a hot set of news.
Yeah,
some unbelievable emails. I always send you the emails, and you read this one. You go, dude,
this is a hot batch.
This is
fresh out the oven,
and a very hot debate. Yep. Very, very hot debate. Multiple people, many people, took direct issue with you saying you take 2 showers a day.
Yep. And I will speak and say my piece when the time comes.
All right. We have time for you. Yeah. And a lot of people agreed and disagreed.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people took my side, which I don't know why I'm in this the territory of like, John doesn't shower.
Yeah. I stepped out on a limb and said my habits. I don't know why then all
they're
of a
like,
sudden.
No, John's. I'm like, why am I on the other side?
Yeah. They just put you immediately
against
me.
Yeah. They could assume. Why can't they just assume that I take multiple showers a day? Just figure that's disrespectful.
We got a lot to catch up on from the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We got
great the Grand
news,
Prix race.
Everything, man.
Yeah, hot show. I was at the...
Let's do the country first.
Country, okay. We are...
already going off the rails.
We're currently tracking... this is what we always do if you're new to the podcast. We always chart in new countries around the world. And when we do chart, we do show up on the charts. We like to welcome them.
Right.
And tell, and mostly Andrew, say what we know about this country as a net positive to educate ourselves.
Yep.
Charting... Number 53, the 53rd most popular comedy podcast, net positive, in the country of Ukraine. Dude, we are.
You set me up.
Well, no, I didn't.
So every single one is like some, like the last one was like North Korea or something.
Vietnam. So look who's like, racist now.
You're like, I don't know. He said, Vietnam, he said, thanks. And then the other one, he said, you're welcome.
Yeah.
No, I said, you're welcome to Vietnam.
All right. Who said, what'd you say? Thanks.
I don't know.
What
do you got about Ukraine?
What do you have to say about Ukraine?
Again, honestly, you're welcome twice in a row because I mean, we're kind of like doing the exact same thing we did with Vietnam.
Yeah, that's what we said last week.
And
yeah.
Hey, And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That your life is kind of like being upended.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Ruined.
I like that. He's neutral.
Yeah.
He says, you're welcome for the aid.
Yes.
And also, we sympathize.
Yeah.
And we do.
My question is, there's 52 comedy podcasts in Ukraine bigger than Net Positive.
Yeah, they're probably...
Are they all Zelensky's?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got 52 pods.
He's a stand-up guy, right?
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy. Yeah. What's the best guy? Yeah. Probably the number one, Zelensky has the number one podcast. Number two is probably Theo.
Yeah, for sure.
We love, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm not doing a Ukrainian accent. We love a Ukraine. That's not.
Well, no, you're thinking about Vietnam.
I'm doing, we love a Theo Vaughn. We must defeat the Russians and Theo Vaughn. That's not even close. That was the most offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good effort, though.
But Kreischer. No, that's not.
You're still kind of Asian.
That's like Rocky. Who's that, Russian?
Yeah.
Who did Rocky fight against, a Russian guy?
Yeah.
We love a Bert Kreischer. No, that's like...
You keep adding a...
That's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger. Where's he from?
Austria.
Bulgaria.
Austria?
Yeah. I'm just envisioning white people in Eastern Europe. Europe.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of these are. Because they got to speak English as their main language. To chart, you got to be in their language.
I mean, yeah, I don't think we're 53rd and they're just not understanding it all. Like,
they gotta be getting some of it. Well, welcome in. I guess if we drop some, aid, I feel like dropping aid is like a helicopter dropping like a bunch of rice. That we don't do that anymore.
No.
But that what used to be, remember that?
Yeah, they now we just wire over like $50 billion.
Yeah. Maybe they're like $50 billion and then comes like this link and like, what is this link? And it's my podcast. Like, what is this? I'm like, dude, we're charting over there.
We just spike one week. Yeah. We're like, what is going on?
What's going on in Ukraine? I don't know.
Laughter is the best medicine. Yeah. So
I would say like there's so much going on in that conflict that we just kind of like, what? Wait, what? Like, I was listening to Rick Rubin talk to Andrew Huberman this week on a podcast. Mm-hmm. He's like, we always want to side with, and this is probably true, we always have a tendency and by default to side with the victim.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that, when he said that, that makes the most sense of my whole life with everything.
Yep.
You want to side with the person that is being attacked.
Yeah.
Right? Or the person that, so.
Person who's being wronged. Right?
From what we know.
Yes.
Yeah. No, my point is that, like, I don't know enough about Russia versus Ukraine to wave a flag in my front yard.
Sure.
I don't know. And by the way, neither does anyone. Mm-hmm. And everybody in Russia is right. Everyone in Ukraine is right.
In their minds.
To them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we, by default, if you hear about a conflict, you're like, who got invaded?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on their side.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy how quickly everybody just kind of is like, okay, yeah, next.
Yeah.
What next now?
Yeah.
Like, I don't hear about Ukraine anymore.
No, yeah, but they're still fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine that's Ukrainian.
Yep.
And she posts updates about like the real updates. It's heart-wrenching.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. You want to take the side of the, like, if, like, let's say, like, Jeff Bezos sues, you're on the side of the person getting sued.
Yep.
But they might have, according to the law, done something illegal.
Yeah.
Anyone that's Trump suing, you're like, I'm on the side of them.
Right.
I mean, well, I'm not making a political statement, but you're like,
just as an example. Yeah.
Anyone, you're like minimum wage, let's raise it. McDonald's, a lot of money, big. These people, no money. But if you, then it puts it out of business.
Right.
Or I don't know. But
you want to take the side of the victim.
By default, yeah. Everyone takes the side. But victim of what you know of.
Mm-hmm.
You just say, so-and-so invaded so-and-so. All right. Well, we don't.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
History is written by the winners.
Dang, dude. Yeah, because that's why the white man invented everything.
That's right, man.
We talk about this a long time.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Speaking of, you're welcome.
What?
White men inventing everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is what I was going to say this up top. Lydia, I was like last night, we had been gone all weekend doing a million things. And I go, I just need like a day at my house to like just get it together.
Yeah.
You ever thought that?
Oh, yeah.
I just need to get my life together.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I started out like doing laundry. I cleaned my car. We had a guest at the house. So I did that guest room. I got groceries. Then I took a shower and I go, and then I cooked.
Nice.
And then I had to, and I go, dude, just like being alive takes so much.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. It all just to work. Like my mom had 8 kids. Mm-hmm. Like I go, if I invited y'all to over for dinner next Monday and I'm going to cook, that's my whole day.
Yeah.
Cause I'm thinking about, all right, what are we going to have? I'm going to prep an idea. I'm going to go get it.
Yep.
Then you're going to come over. I'm going to cook. I'm going to host. Then you're going to leave. I'm going to do dishes. That's the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
I go, it takes so much. And I go, I've been depressed before, like a little sad, but never like, I don't want to keep up with myself depressed. Mm-hmm. That's like another level of like, I don't even want to get out of bed. I don't care.
Yes.
About my house. And then, right.
Yes.
And I go, man, I've been sad, I guess, but not that sad.
Yeah. Different level.
And then to not, and then you got to go to work. Mm-hmm. And then you're supposed to have a spiritual life, a personal life, work out, just to like function.
I want to give up just hearing you list all this.
It's a lot.
Right
of, I go, that is so much stuff.
I'm done, man.
To do.
Unplug me.
Well, yeah. Dude, think about how much time you're saving because you don't shower.
And I don't shower, did you? Wow, dude. Look, Andrew chooses his spots and he goes, I got one. Yeah, I got one. Yeah. That's got to be eliminated.
Yeah.
We got to start having some things we don't care about.
We have to.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah.
But Lydia goes, I wish, she goes, yeah, same. Cause she, like, and she has a 1-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. And that's not, I have a small, like, 3-bedroom townhome, and to upkeep it, it just takes forever.
I'm so thankful every day I have a wife to take care of a lot of that type of stuff. Because I'm terrible at
not in a sexist way.
No.
You contribute.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like, yeah.
She's better at it than me, though.
That's a good way to
say it.
For
sure. Yeah, like, we have different standards of things. Yeah, and so she weights that stuff heavy. It's a ton, man. And I'm talking about it's a ton for the little bit that I do.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff to do.
I think we were saying shout out to the mom.
Yes.
That we didn't really know how much it took to take care of
it. We now know.
And then you're going to add a kid?
Oh my gosh, man.
Dead.
Just another one.
And like a nanny does like help, but like doesn't like, it's still so much.
Yes.
So much.
No, it's a ton.
And Lydia said, this is the hottest, possibly most inaccurate take I've ever heard in my whole life. She said, I miss the days of back before electricity. It must have been easier and simpler.
Wrong.
What?
That's a wrong take.
Yeah, that's what I said. People are probably going to defend her, but I go, what do you mean?
There's no way it was easier.
I go, well, if you're going to do laundry, you got to walk to the river.
Yeah.
And you got to spend all day down there.
And then maybe get eaten by a crocodile while you're there.
Thursday is like laundry day. Mm-hmm. You go down to the river, wash, and you got to bring a washboard and soap and sit there and then let it dry in the sun.
How could that possibly, you said like, people might defend her. How could you defend her? Let's try and defend that.
I know what she's saying. She's like, I got a lot of texts. I got a lot of like.
Ignore them.
Or I don't know. Life is busy with all the stuff we have to do. The shows we have to watch. She didn't say that. I'm making that up.
Yeah.
But like.
I have so much to keep up with on Netflix.
She's like, your car, your house. I go, yeah. But if you wanted to eat, you had to go look for it.
And it was running away from you.
Yeah.
Simpler, I'll give you. Easier, absolutely not.
Oh, because going to get groceries is also like, you got to go there. You got to get a list. You got to pack. Like, that's supposed to be hard.
Yeah.
And I could see how the stacking up of things is like tough. And I've heard that sentiment a lot. But like, it's just so, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, it's more complicated, but it's, I think...
It's not simpler.
In terms of like it being strenuous, it's not as
much. It's much easier. We are weaker.
Yes.
It's much easier, but it is...
More complicated.
Life.
Yeah.
Is more complicated.
Yeah.
I would say more complicated.
There's more plates to keep spinning.
Yeah. And you got to kind of be more like, you had to hunt and then like be big enough to defend your castle or not even a castle. I don't know what. I'm just putting in perspective of Americans. Mm-hmm. So they were living in just off the land.
My mom used to say when we were growing up,
corn.
She used to say that it's always something.
Yeah.
And I was always just like, whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah. Cool. And now there is absolutely always something.
Dude.
Always.
Always something. All right. So take before electricity, they worked on a farm. Mm-hmm. That's a tremendous amount of work.
Yeah.
To harvest the stuff, get the stuff, keep it clean, keep it organized. Keep it, yeah.
Feed the animals.
So it all maybe in the course of it. Who was not busy
back then?
Was anybody in the course? It's in the history, not busy.
Ooh. I mean, minus like the royals who could just have people do stuff for them. Yeah, but like you're talking about like common folk?
Outside of people doing stuff.
Peasants?
Yeah. But we have more of people doing stuff for us than ever before.
Now.
Uber Eats. Got a guy to change your oil. We reduced. But
great point. Yeah.
That people do stuff for you.
Yeah.
This is the maximum other people do stuff for you. I mean, somebody can go get your groceries. Right. Anything you want to go get a t-shirt, somebody you can get somebody to, or you get it delivered or Amazon.
Show up at your door. Yeah.
You don't need to do anything.
Yeah, that's a great point. Who was the simplest though back? Like who was the simplest in the peasant class back then?
Let's see.
Like who was just chilling?
All right. If you landed on the Mayflower,
yep.
You're out here.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, first thing we got to do is eat.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to find some fish.
You need hunters, people who hunt.
Fish. Fishing's the easiest.
Yep.
Well, versus killing something, I'm fishing.
Yep. But they got to be up super early.
They got to get up early. Yeah,
they got to, what are they using for bait?
No alarm clocks.
So they got to either hunt little fish for the bait. You had no alarm clocks. How are you getting up?
Oh, yeah,
how
you getting up?
How did anybody get up early? How did that work?
No alarm clock.
How would you do that?
Like, that's not what we thought.
Just have somebody else stay up all night to wake you up.
Stay up, yeah.
And so, then you switch roles the next day?
Fire. You got to have fire. You got to have heat.
Yeah.
So you got to chop it.
Once you
don't have an axe, by the way. Don't have an axe.
So someone's got to make that. So gather now you have that guy.
The axe guy.
The blacksmith guy.
Yeah, I haven't had the blacksmith. They're like, hey, let's get the hunter, let's get the cook, and let's get the blacksmith on this boat.
Once you get the food, then you need somebody to prepare it, so you're going to need a butcher.
Gotta need a what are you killing? A deer?
A deer, okay, probably.
Deer, buffalo. Buffalo's out west. You don't get those yet.
Maybe like wild pigs, wild boars.
All right. Someone to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't refrigerate it.
Right. So you got to cook it immediately.
So the next morning, that's what an animal does. Wakes up and eats.
Yeah.
Tries to find the food for the day.
Yeah.
And then goes to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day tries to find the food.
I think we're finding there's nobody chilling back then.
No one has ever been chilling.
You couldn't afford to chill.
No one has ever been chilling. And if you do have the capacity to chill, you're like, I need to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're hardwired to.
Yeah. It does get overwhelming to, start. But then it's always been like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just do the stuff. And now I feel great because I got everything organized and I'm good. And
we're chilling now.
Yeah, now we chilling.
For sure.
Now it's like, I got to do the pod.
Yeah.
Your
weekend.
Oh, yeah. The hot weekend, bro.
Very hot week.
Oh, hot. Like, you're literally
two ways
the temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys went out to the race?
Yeah. Andrew and I were there 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I was there on, when was I there? On Sunday. I was there on Thursday and Sunday, Friday and Sunday, something like that. It was awesome.
I love that we have that in the city.
The city's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's hot. There's wild things to do at all times.
Next year, they're taking the track down Broadway.
Yeah. Why didn't they do that already?
I think there's a lot of red tape to figure out there.
Yeah, there probably is. Because there are a lot of rich guys that own those bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, no, we're not doing this.
So they're going to probably be like selling rooftops as like tables and stuff to watch the race.
There's a lot of red tape. I'm on the side of the race. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's hey.
Let them drive.
You know, we have a lot of red tape so people can't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, well, they need to be able to do it. And like, it's like three people get killed. They're like,
literally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on the side of them. Yeah.
I loved it though. I love that we have it. It's fun. It's a whole new side of the city that we can do. Beautiful. It's cool.
I have one situation to hash out.
Let's hear
with you because I need y'all's opinion. Okay. We were in this it's a lot of a lot of people down there. Like when I go, I need some relationship, some good ranchers who supports this pod was down there.
Yep.
Right. And then there's a couple of people that are prominent public figures that I follow that I'm either want to get on the podcast or there's like a lot on Pitt Road. There's a lot of influential people.
Yeah. It's a big networking scene.
Yeah. Big. You need to go say hi to people and you got to want to go talk to some people, introduce yourself to some people. I thought I saw Grant Cardone.
Dang. But, that sounds like his
would
scene.
Would he be there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think I saw him.
I'm pretty sure I saw him. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, I don't got to go.
Did he have subtitles in front of him? That's how you would know if it was him. If it was,
somebody gets
if there were captions.
That joke is for one person.
Yeah.
But it's great, dude.
It's for people in the editing community.
That's your Grant Cardone. Did he have cap? I thought I saw him walking out. I'm not going to introduce myself to, there's a couple of other comedians I saw down there.
Yep.
Great time. We talked to a bunch of people. It was fun. So we're in this suite or something with a bunch of people that we came with. Mm-hmm. And so Lydia goes, and I've been talking to a bunch. Hey, I need to go over here to talk to so-and-so. All right.
You're working the room.
Yeah, kind of. And I was like, hey, I need you to come with me over to this one to talk to. Right. And
sometimes you need that plus one.
Yeah. And we're great at that. Yeah. You can plus one off the other person, bounce off. And anyway, she goes, I'm embarrassed to say this guy, not really. She goes, hey, that's the guy from The Bachelor. Like a guy mm-hmm. from it. Like she's like, when I was like maybe a couple seasons ago or like what, she goes, can I go take a photo with him? Look at Andrew. I go, I don't know. Yeah. What? Yes. Sure. I don't know what you're asking. She's like, because that's a different situation. Uh-huh. Now it's not a business. She goes, hey, do you mind if I go take a photo with him? And I go, well, I'm not going to go. I'm not going. I'm not. I got no problem with you doing that, I don't think, but I'm not going to that.
Yep.
To be like, yeah, I don't know who it was. I wish I could know who it was.
I want to know who it was too. I want to know if I know them.
I'm going to ask her who it was. Yeah. I go, well, I don't think I want to go over there. Now, because you have to go several directions on that.
This is extremely relatable, by the way.
I think to everybody.
Yeah.
Because people do it to me all the time. Uh-huh. One time we were at a place where me and I think Derek Stroop told me the story. And we go, the person met me and the guy, he goes, this is the happiest I've ever seen you.
Like the guy said that to his girl?
To his wife. And it was like, there was a bunch of people down there. So everyone's like, I was going to say hi to everybody, men and women.
Yeah.
That are like, that are either friends of mine or that I know from the internet or just like relation. Oh, here it is. No. Tyler Cameron.
Okay.
You know who that is?
I know of him. Yeah.
All right. He was a couple seasons ago.
Sure.
Great looking guy though.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
And she sent me some memes about him, and cool. Mm-hmm. Good sense of humor. I was like, that guy, some of those guys are like, kind of like, all right, that guy, I don't know him, but it seems cool.
Cool.
So she goes, do you mind if I go take a photo? I think we can Monday morning quarterback this, but I think you should ask.
You should ask your significant other if it's okay.
Someone of the opposite sex.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should go, I'm going to, can I do this? I'm just trying to think of what everyone would do.
I think it's a courtesy. It's a, hey, do you mind if I, like, would that bother you if I went and asked to take a picture with them? I think that's a very nice thing to ask. Yeah.
To ask of yours. Yeah.
I think regardless if it's okay with you or not, you should probably say yes.
Yeah,
because it's your issue.
You're going to say yes. That out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you're going to say yes.
So like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I don't mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Melanie Collins is a CBS sideline reporter for the NFL, mm-hmm. who's a friend of mine from, we played in that celebrity softball game together.
Yeah.
She was down there and I kind of drifted off from the group to go say hi to her.
Yep.
And it was like, kind of like, who's that?
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to think of for everybody type situation. Yeah. If you were like, wait, like what?
Yeah.
Man, if it's opposite sex. Yeah.
Andrew, how would you handle this with your wife?
Well, I think it changes.
Dude, how does he have her take ready? He has to take ready.
He's just sitting here thinking about it.
I think it depends on if you're married or not. I think there's a, it would
We're
shift.
Not married.
No, I know. So I think it's,
you
fair
have to
for
ask
Lydia to say to ask you, is this okay?
And once you're married, you don't have to ask. But what if she? What if you glanced over and you saw her doing that and you didn't know? Exactly.
Is it a solo pick?
Yeah, and he was sitting solo. He was sitting solo watching, and she had to go out the door like over to him.
Yeah, I guess ask.
Yeah.
It's a courtesy ask in the same way
it's a courtesy, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Both of you are just like, because you should be able to
both
do that.
Of them
it's
don't,
innocent.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Slip them your number or something.
No.
Go ahead and take a pic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Group photo?
Yeah.
You don't have to ask.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, these are good rules.
Agreed.
Group photos, you don't have to ask. Yeah. And if you're, well, I think, here's what I think is what photos are. Like, here's what photos are.
What are photos?
I take a ton of photos, and I would say the the ratio of what shows up on a feed is minimal. What shows up on a story is more.
Yes.
And then what gets texted to the people you have in common with that guy is the most.
Yes.
Or that, so like Lydia sees, Lydia knows everybody, mm-hmm. every public figure, every artist, every musician, every, like, who am I taking photos with? I mean, I take a photo with Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. I would take a photo of like me and my buddy Tyler used to listen to Jay Moore's radio show.
Yep.
When, like, we were in college, and there's this guy, I forgot what his name is, but his assistant was like, I would take a photo with Jay Moore's assistant to send to my, like, dude, this is the guy.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's less because she's her.
That one's not getting posted.
Her and her friend would love that show in that season of The Bachelor.
Yep.
And you're like, dude, holy crap. I'm here. I want to send that to the person we have this person in common with.
Yep.
That's what it's less of like a, I think you're attractive or I want to like, that's what.
You're not making a move.
No, but you have something in common with someone else with that person.
Yeah.
That's what the majority, every time I would take a photo, that's what it'd be, that would be what it is.
Would you relate, like, is it the same level of you're at a public attraction thing?
Yeah.
There's a, you know, take a picture of the Bean in Chicago.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to ask you to go do that.
No, yeah.
But she's going to send that to her friends who love Chicago.
We were, remember
is
when
that
we
the
were,
same?
There's less emotion because it's a thing, not a person.
She can't sleep with the statue. I guess. That's really what that comes down to, right? Yeah.
I don't think it's a issue of that.
No,
I don't think it's.
I'm saying it's the same type of interaction. And you're somebody that I'm familiar with. My friends are too.
Kind of a statue,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. Can we take a pic?
You're like a living, breathing statue.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like, hey, you're a monument of this memory.
That might be the most accurate, figure is perfect there.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're a public figure.
And I've also, by the way, I've never heard that guy mentioned or spoken about or never.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not like I'm trying to think of who, like the public figure that was like, do you want a photo with like LeBron? I go, well, LeBron's huge, but you go, I don't know if the situation everybody knows LeBron.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, I was there. Mm-hmm. We figured you were around him.
Yeah.
It's not a flex to post it. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, dude, we know you don't know him, mm-hmm. but you just want to send it to the people that you have that in common with.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go, I'm trying to think of what's like a very like,
would you take the picture? If she was like, can you come over with me and take the photo?
No.
Me neither.
That's a great one. Because
then what? Yeah. You dap up? You dap him after bro, for posing.
This is what
my
we need.
Girl.
Do we need emails about this? I bet this situation has happened a ton.
100%. You said it. It happens at your show all the time, I'm sure.
It's happened to me, and that's the first time. I'm trying to think of that's the first time it's been done to me. Mm. Where Lydia, the person I'm in a relationship, wanted to take a photo with another.
Yeah.
Age relevant,
yes,
attractive
that's important
man.
Too.
Yeah.
Where he's eligible.
Yeah, yeah. If you go, I'm trying to think. If you go, like, hey, I want to take a, I'm trying to think of somebody that's like older. You go,
Hasbulla.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Why?
Right.
Because he's like a small.
You're not threatened.
But I'm not threatened by this guy anyway.
Sure.
Maybe like 1%.
Yeah.
I don't know what percent.
He is pretty hot.
It's age range. And it's like, he's like, you can't like you're, what's it called? What's it called when you're allowed to go out, have a hall pass?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, well, yeah, your hall pass can't be like your trainer.
Like you see all the time.
Yeah, it has to be like someone out of reach. But it's a little bit different being into whatever level we are. Public figures that you're like, well, the out of reach is a little, there's a little bit more accessibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she goes, well, then it was funny. Cause I go, all right, what are you going to do? She goes, I don't know. I go, well, What are you going to say? What are you going to say? I was like, just like prepping her up. Yeah. We were joking about it. I was like, so you're just going to go. He's like sitting there watching the race.
You're coaching
just
her up.
Yeah. I go, what's your opening line? What are you going to do? She goes, I don't know. I'm panicking. And I go, well, I'm going to film it. I said, I was going to film it. I'm going to film it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go film you. And he's sitting.
You're off in the distance.
I'm off in the distance.
He can't see you.
In the suite. She has to go out the door down to like the seats, like a suite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just like, this is worse. He's watching this way.
Yeah.
We're back here. So she comes in and like, he's like had his arm, like, just, and
swagged
she like
out.
Taps him.
Yeah.
Like, hey. And then he like got up to like,
gentlemen.
I thought it was too much. Nah. He was very like,
don't you dare stand up and greet my girlfriend.
It seemed like, eager to like have this conference, but I guess I would be too if somebody's in the airport said hi. Yeah. Well, you go. Sometimes if you come to the meet and greet at my show, man and a woman come and then they take a photo together, right? And she goes, "All right, now get out of here. I want to take one just me."
Mm-hmm.
So then I go, "All right, well, can I take one with just him after?"
Nice.
I kind of like try to.
Well played. That's a bet move.
But listen, what if you go to my show? And I'm just the date. So if you're married, you're like,
oh,
there's no scenario where we would not want to be in this photo together.
Right.
With this person. But if you're in a relationship, maybe you've been dating 2 months and you go to Harry Styles and you're like, basically you're saying, I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah.
And kicking the person out but if it's just a date, you go, I don't even know this guy that well.
Yeah.
I want to, and this is my favorite band or person or artist. I want to take one by myself.
I don't want you to potentially be tainting this photo because we may not work out.
I need to hear the
stories.
That's
interesting.
I need to hear the stories of these people because I think a lot of the conversation gets prepped in the line.
Yes.
Like, all right.
No question.
I want to go, right?
Yep.
I want to take a photo with this person.
Yep.
And then if my boyfriend is there, he's going to be like, well, am I in the photo?
Right.
Who's the person that you would, if you were going to get a photo with them, you would ask Lydia or Maggie to like step away?
I would never do that.
It would be
to
a guy.
Step out.
It would be a guy. It'd be a guy that I'd be like, yo, that's my bro right
It'd
there.
It'd be
like,
a guy. Well, she wouldn't want to be in that photo anyway.
Right.
If it was somebody like anybody from any athlete, mm-hmm. she'd be like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Or like, not, I don't get it. That's disrespectful. We're like, all right. Yeah. That's your,
not
that's,
my thing.
That's y'all's thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Any golfer.
It would be a guy. I would never do it for a girl.
Yeah,
no.
That's,
dude.
That's too much.
Hey, can you get out of this photo?
No way, dude. Hey, okay, never. And now just us? Thanks. And you change your pose?
Yeah.
Well, way more
I
like.
My buddy, we were down in Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
And we did the show. And so him and his wife came back to the green room after. It was my buddy from AA. Mm-hmm. We went to a bunch of AA meetings down there. We played golf together when I was in Hattiesburg.
Yep.
And he came back to the show and then we got a photo afterwards. And I'm in the, so I get in the middle is what traditionally I would do.
Yep.
This is just so funny to break down. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was in the middle.
You're tall too though.
Yeah.
That's a big piece of getting in the middle.
Oh yeah.
Being tall.
Yeah.
Giving you more bail. Keep going.
Yeah. Then, so we take the photo. I don't think anything of it. And I go, hey dude, cause he's a buddy of mine. I go, hey, send me that photo. And he goes, well, I go, well, what? He's like, I'm been giving my wife a hard time. I go, what? She's like, just a little bit of like the
head tilt
toward my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little, she goes, why'd you do that? And he's like, she's like,
body
what?
Body language
Yeah,
analysis.
Just a little bit of like a, just a little bit of a like, not leaning it on me, but just like a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely a lean.
I would love to hear some stories.
Yeah.
What did you do? And I need the backstory too. Did you prep? Did you go in? Did you say to the person, I want one of my own?
Yep.
How did you do it?
Yep. I want to hear the bad ones too. I want to hear the ones with bad fallout where it was like, and then we never spoke again after that. Like,
and we don't speak of the person.
Right. Yeah.
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 I don't know. I mean, I feel like, yeah, you go, can I go a woman?
No, dude.
No, dude. I would never do that.
Mm-mm.
I would never do that.
Mm-mm.
But it, I didn't have any problem with it. I didn't have any problem with it. I thought it was funny.
It is. It's hilarious.
I was filming
it's awesome.
It. And then she was, I think she referenced me, which I go, you don't have to, I'm good.
Yeah.
But and then she like pointed and then they looked over and I was filming. So.
no.
Yeah, tough.
Oh,
dude,
no.
Tough.
What tough. Did you do? Did you just like,
yeah, I was like, down? I was like, no, I just did like, you act duck? Like I was like, yeah. Like
just texting really yeah. high, I was like, really high up in posture. Just texting.
What? No, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Everybody. Yeah. But you're also a public figure. So you know that. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But he made I never watched that season or whatever he was on, but he goes, he on his story, or I think Lydia sent it to me. He goes, I'm at this IndyCar race. Now I think I understand. I get it why my ex-girlfriend left me for a race car driver. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's funny.
Yep.
Like I was like, that's self-deprecating. I was like, that's funny.
Nice.
I don't know him, but I go, I'm with that guy.
That's good.
He's cool.
That's confident.
Yeah, like he's that. Cool to me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now I don't know him, but I go, yeah, I'm trying to think of.
That's great, dude.
If I would never even go to a performance of a woman.
Oh my
god!
No.
All right, Mike Pence.
No,
chill
no,
out.
No. I would no. I'm saying if me and you, or like, dude, we're going to
Doja Cat.
What? Yeah, all of our wives or girlfriends will be like, you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, me and John are going to the Celine Dion show tonight.
That'd be fine.
That'd be sick.
It'd be that's a different energy, but yeah. That'd be weird. Yeah. Yeah. If I said I was going to, like I went to Carrie Underwood with Lydia. Uh-huh. If I was like me and Alex got backstage passes, me and Alex and Andrew got backstage passes, we're going to Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of how that sits.
Weird.
Yeah, but they can go to Harry Styles.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yep.
Yeah, that sits weird for them if we went to Carrie Underwood.
I think it's just a security thing.
Well, let's say someone younger. Let's say like who's younger in country? Megan Maroney or Lainey Wilson. Mm-hmm. If we were like, we're going to the show.
Yeah.
They would probably be like, go for it. Yeah, they would say, go for it.
Yeah.
They were, how's the show?
Maybe we won't like follow the tour around the country, but like maybe we'll go to one. Yeah.
If I said, hey, we're going to go. Actually, it was a great time. They're tonight, actually, in Louisville.
Yeah.
We were thinking about.
We're going to go.
Huh.
Same deal.
I can't wait to read these emails next week. Gosh, that's so funny. Speaking of, ladies and gentlemen, Good Ranchers is back, baby. They're not back. They never left.
Ever.
I ate a pork chop last night. Mm. I got a freezer full of Good Ranchers meat.
Yeah.
I ate a pork chop and I don't even know how to cook them. This meat is so, I don't even know what to say about this meat, but it gives you more margin for error to cook it wrong.
Because it's just that good
it's
of
just
meat.
It's just good piece of meat.
Quality.
Yeah. You know, you get something from the grocery store, you're like, dude, if I'm a little off on this, this is going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Good Ranchers, baby. And they got a new, what do they have? It's a price lock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the one thing, you know what I'm not sweating this summer is my meat prices, baby. Why? My meat is locked in for 2 years with Good Ranchers. Oh, yeah. The price, you might be thinking, price lock guarantee on meat? They do that. Oh, yeah. And it's amazing. You need it. Good Ranchers is the only meat company locking in your price with their industry-first price lock guarantee. That's unbelievable, actually.
That is really cool.
Since 2021, they've been helping people combat inflation in the meat aisle as well as the mystery of it. Ooh. Turns out that 85% of grass-fed beef is imported from overseas. Is that true? Wow.
Wow.
So not only is it store-bought meat expensive, it's often low quality too. When you subscribe to Good Ranchers, I like a good subscription. Mm-hmm. Get in there. They'll send you everything you need. Good Ranchers. You get guaranteed price and trusted 100% American sourced for your favorite cuts. You know who? You know where this meat comes from?
Where?
The fields of the movie or the TV show Yellowstone.
Mm.
That's what I imagine. It's not really, but I imagine Kevin Costner is.
Yeah, this is from the Dutton farm.
Yeah, this is Dutton farm meat.
Yeah.
Not really, but if you all these things I'm reading, that's what
conceptually
it sounds like.
It's
conceptually
meat.
It's Dutton. Get yourself some Dutton meat. They're like, we get a call every week. Hey, you got to stick.
Hey, it's not from the Duttons.
You got to stick to the copy. No, I was just joking. You can save on beef, chicken, and pork by locking in your price today. Every single steakhouse quality cut is individually wrapped. That is true. As a single man, I like the individual wraps. Mm-hmm. I can, they got all that. It's all, you take out as many as you want, eat only that, leave the rest. And flash frozen to make mealtime easy and save you from dreaded food waste. Also, great point. I didn't think about that. Use code NETPOSITIVE for $30 off your box at goodranchers.com. Now is the time to get American meat conventionally delivered to your door. Remember?
And conveniently delivered to your door.
What did I say?
Conventionally.
Conventionally?
Which, yeah, I guess so.
Dang it, really? Nice, dude. Go to goodranchers.com and use code NETPOSITIVE for $30 off your delivery of America's best beef, chicken, and prime pork today.
Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Boom.
Straight from
Let's
the Douglas.
Go. Oh, yeah, baby. Let's get to the news. Should we get into it?
We could get to the news,
oh,
John.
Oh, after this.
But I'd like to get into one other thing first.
Thing. Well, it is news, really.
It is.
Miracle made. It's news because I slept on it last night. Mm. Miracle made, baby. Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, that's back in, or get more done with work. I got a lot of things done.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got it all done.
Because you had a good night's sleep.
I didn't think about that. Could be. With one thing that will help, and that is better sleep, Miracle Made Sheets. You can tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve sleep quality by over 20%.
Wow.
Let's absolutely go. Oh, I mean, the Miracle Made Sheets, we talked about them a million times before. I sleep on them every night. And look at my face, young, boyish. Yeah, just ready to, just ready to go. Clear skin, that's because what I'm sleeping on.
Yep.
Self-cooling properties for better quality sleep. The silver-infused fabrics, originally inspired by NASA, Miracle Made Sheets are thermoregulated. Also, self-cleaning. I mean, you do have to clean them at some point, but it prevents 99.7% of bacterial growth. Luxury, obviously. That's what I'm all about. Comfort and quality. Better for your skin, too. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Clean sheets means less bacteria to clog your pores, fewer breakouts, and other skin problems. Also, go to trymiracle.com/netpositive to try Miracle Made Sheets today. Is there something else on that, Alex?
Yeah, this is the perfect way to give someone you love the gift of better and more luxurious sleep. Even if you have them for yourself, get them for somebody else. There's nothing better than putting somebody else on.
Good point.
So save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code NETPOSITIVE at checkout to save even more and get 3 free towels. And Miracle is so confident in their product, and so are we, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, not 90%, 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. So upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive and use the code NETPOSITIVE to claim your free 3-piece towel set. Save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/netpositive to treat yourself.
To our point prior, before we get into the news, there are some people that you probably shouldn't send the gift of sheets to.
Oh, yeah. Who would that be?
I don't think you're sending a gift of sheets. I'm trying to think.
That is hilarious.
If you're sending bedding.
Yeah.
You're sending bedding to a person.
Yeah.
It has to be a relative. Mm-hmm. It has to be a relative or, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can't send it to your boss.
Nope.
Can you?
Nope. I don't think so.
But why?
Not without like a prior conversation.
Yeah. I've been listening to this podcast. I love these sheets.
You're gonna love these sheets.
Yeah.
You will too.
If you got a gift from someone that was bedding, I would think that I would feel.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what? That's weird. Yeah.
Like somebody that you just started dating.
Yeah.
Not that person.
No. Yeah.
Just stick to flowers.
Yeah. Some guy that's that won The Bachelor. Probably.
Yeah.
Then a gift of bedding. Yeah.
A child.
That's what it says in there. A gift.
Someone's child.
Yeah.
Definitely not that.
I don't think they come in twin, but they might.
Do they? I don't know.
They probably do.
They probably do.
Yeah. Miracle Man. Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Do they still have those?
Twin beds?
Twin beds?
Yeah.
Kids have big beds now, though, don't they?
Yeah, I feel like kids are spoiled.
Yeah, no, kids. We slept. I slept in a closet.
In a barn.
Yeah, barn. <dude. laughs> Slept in a barn, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We got the news. Hot line of news coming
up, dude.
What you want to get to?
Super hot. How about a protester of the week?
Let's go. Let's hit one of them.
All right.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to hit?
Let's do the Just Stop Oil. Wait. Okay. So we've been on the.
You got to tee this one up.
All right. We've been on the protesters for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're always popping out at any kind of event where something's popular and somebody needs attention. The Just Stop Oil people are there.
Mm-hmm.
They're it's a very hack. It's like a hack bit.
At this point,
it's like, dude, really? We're still doing that? I saw a TikTok last night. I thought it was hilarious. It said things that people find funny that just aren't funny.
Mm.
Like if you have people that don't have a good sense of humor find funny.
Mm.
And the number one thing, there's a couple other ones I don't remember, but the number one was like Cards Against Humanity. They're like, yeah, dude, you like combine two funny things and it's like funny.
Yeah.
They're like, this is like very, very like low brow.
Yeah. It's low barrier to entry there.
Yeah.
Pretty
like this. If you think Cards Against Humanity is like the funniest thing. I was like, dang, I never thought about it like that.
I do enjoy some Cards Against Humanity.
It's just very simple. Yeah, it's very simple.
It is. It's simple humor.
Yeah.
There's a place for it.
But that, I feel the same as like acting out something. Like acting, if you're like
charades?
Yeah. Is that it? Yeah. Charades. Yeah. You're like.
Yeah.
Like charades. Like, oh, gorilla. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Because, it's a humorous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so this very baseline to which is just stop oil.
Right.
Very baseline. You're like, all right, protest something better. Find a unique, newer way.
Right.
Because we've been on the protest game for a while.
Yes.
We haven't seen much evolution.
Right.
It's just sit down somewhere and then glue your hand to something maybe.
Yeah.
We've seen glitter. We've seen destruction of property.
Yep.
Right.
And we've been very critical about the personality that it takes to do this type of thing. Like, are you really protesting or are you just performing? What are you really trying to accomplish?
So the just stop, I guess they had like a ceremony, or not a ceremony, like a dinner. Like all the protesters had like a dinner.
Like a carbo load before they go out the next day.
And these two guys went and like, they brought balloons. You want to just watch it?
Yeah, they infiltrated.
They infiltrated the Just Stop Oil dinner.
So this is them, for those listening. It's an interview that these two guys are having.
Good Morning Britain.
On Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, so we had a mole working in Just Stop Oil for about a week. So we were on all their secret communication groups. They use an app called Signal so that the police can't get involved. And we sent our mole protesting, and then they had this big banquet. So we got there just as their harpist was playing some tunes and a 100% plant-based meal was being served. We sent four actors with large orange balloons and very loud alarms. And it's 42 feet, as you say. So it's
really quite hard.
The ceilings. Ceilings are 42 feet.
Okay. They infiltrated
they went undercover.
This is their award celebration. How you been a protester for a week and you're already in? How do you get into this? This is a bunch of we sent a mole protester in for a week and they're already like in the banquet.
Like, come to the banquet.
Yeah,
dude.
They're already getting the most
you're
improved.
In.
Yeah. The sixth man of the year award.
Well, that said, they do seem like the type to give everybody a trophy.
Oh, yeah. So they made a lot of awards.
Like,
yeah,
you're in, whatever.
You can't not want to go to that.
Right.
Yeah. So they had four people bring in balloons with what it sounds like a rape whistle or something like that.
It's so loud.
And then they put the balloon, they accidentally let them go up to the, it looks like a church.
Purposely.
And then
let
they're just
go.
Going off. And you can't, it's 42 feet up there. So you can't
You're
get
not
it.
Getting them.
So in essence, they are doing to them what they've done to us.
They're protesting their banquet.
Yeah.
And disrupting the whole thing.
Somebody should protest these guys. It's like Inception. All right. You want to play the rest of it?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Are you seriously against them? Do you think that they are wrong in what they do? Or is this part of your approach, which is being pranksters?
Okay, pause a second. Yeah. This goes back to, are you on the side of the victim? Mm. The big trucks driving, big business, big, like the bigger it is, the more you're on the side of the people sitting in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You should be by the optics of it.
Mm-hmm.
We are sitting here. We should be, but you go, no, we're not. No.
Why hasn't anybody asked Just Stop Oil that? That same question. Are you really about this or are you just being pranksters?
Yeah. You're like, we're about money. What? Yeah.
You know,
just what do you mean?
Meaning she's asking these guys who disrupted Just Stop Oil's banquet.
Ask them.
Are you guys pranksters or are you actually like trying to do something here? We should ask Just Stop Oil the same question.
Great point.
Yeah.
Why are you guys, do you guys really believe in this?
Do you just want the views?
Yeah.
Or do you really believe in this protest?
And no one's ever asked them.
Yeah.
Dang, that's a great point. That's a fantastic point.
I just thought of that as we were watching this. Keep going.
Yeah.
I think they're well-intentioned, and I just think that they've lost their way slightly. It was interesting. Mm. What our mole said to us after sort of being amongst them was it seemed that they were more interested in being rebels and their group that they'd formed, which felt like it was them against the world.
Mm.
And they were becoming more interested in being arrested and becoming the sort of face of a rebellion rather than actually wanting to tackle climate change. They would then, before going out to protest, they would ask for a show of hands who wanted to be arrested that day. So they know that they get warned by the police with the Section 28 notice.
This guy.
And then they wait until it's time to be arrested. And the people who want to be arrested then stay on the road instead of clearing off the road after the police warn them. And those people then get arrested and go spend the night in jail. So the intention is very much we are going to get arrested today. I'm not sure what that's achieving. I know it's costing the police a huge amount of money, but that seems to be the tactic that Just Stop Oil are going for.
Point here is their tactics aren't doing anything to solve climate change. And if
this guy chimes in, he's like, thank you, dude.
Yeah. Cause, which polling shows that it is, climate change isn't going to be solved.
Boom. Okay. Which you talk about, you say, I believe that they started off well-intentioned.
Yeah.
All right.
I think this is a very fair take.
Very fair. And I think we talked about that a ton, where you go like Joel Osteen, any of these mega church, it's gotten politicians. Mm-hmm. It's gotten beyond what it did. Do you want to serve the community? Do you want to run for city council here in Nashville to clean up the streets,
create change,
speak on behalf of all these people in your neighborhood? We would like some representation. I believe that is well intentioned.
Yep.
You get in, somebody goes, hey, well, if you sponsor this bill we have, we'll put the new park in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, we got to kind of sign off on the stadium to get it. It becomes,
yeah.
Hey, you're your pastor. Everybody likes preaching. Everybody likes that you explain the Bible. Mm-hmm. Hey, that one time when you prayed for somebody, it just kind of goes.
Yep.
Comedy, entertainment, everybody. Let's put everybody in that.
Yep.
I think I might be siding with the protest. Not in what they do, but in terms of,
Yeah, it just went too far.
Yeah, no, it's gone. It's been, as soon as it got on, as soon as these people started posting about it, you started getting views. It's clouded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which clouded. Is tough because that's how you do get the most attention. You know what I mean? Like also that true. Is how you do it. So it's kind of like it comes with the territory. Like, it takes a very special person to shut that down.
You see, you can't.
Yeah.
It's
corruption.
If you don't argue that you're partly like that.
Yeah.
Because you go, well, we need to go to the biggest events.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they don't protest at? Like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they do outside. Surely they do.
I'm sure they've had somebody.
Somebody gets on stage at a Taylor Swift concert. The Swifties.
They would not allow that.
They would not allow that. No. You would hear about that.
Yeah.
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 The Swifties, they are rising.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. I'm into it.
I love it.
I like it too.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, some people are gone too deep in it.
Yeah.
Like they gone, they're like, this is who you are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in their Swiftie era.
Yeah. No, they're gone. They don't work anymore. They just are on wherever she is on they're watching it, seeing new song. Yeah, they're gone.
So if you and I were like, John and I and Andrew are all going to the Taylor Swift show.
My girlfriend had no problem with that.
Yeah.
Maggie
would want to come.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lydia would want to come.
Yeah.
If I said, I was in New York I was doing Fox News in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the Taylor Swift show.
Mm-hmm.
But I was already there.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't go, but I might have gone over there. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Why is that no problem?
I don't know, man.
Beyonce, no problem.
Trust.
Nah, we got to figure out. Who would be a problem then?
I would argue nobody should be a problem.
I don't think anyone would be. Yeah. And to be fair, no, whatever she was going to, would be no problem. Yeah. That's funny. I just want to hear. I only, these emails, I'm going to be glued to the email this week.
Going back to this Just Stop Oil thing real quick. I like that the balloons were orange, their color.
Oh, yeah. This is y'all's thing.
Like they used their color balloons to get them in.
They had to get them in.
Of course.
Yeah. They had to come through the front door.
Mm-hmm. They're like, we're celebrating. We're new here. We just want to make an impact. And then,
I wonder if somebody protested like they protested. It's like, oh, we're just like, just we're just go oil.
Just more oil.
You got better. Just more oil. You're like, what do you mean? More oil. Yeah, more digging. Oil. More fracking. Like, really? Yeah. Yeah. We're like, can you explain your side? Nah, not really.
No.
We had a punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Yes.
We've talked about this a bunch. In the past, month or two?
Yeah.
Were harsh punishments from your parents?
Yeah.
You either embarrassed your parents or something terrible happened and they made you do some kind of harsh punishment.
That just goes way overboard.
Maybe it's my algorithm. I saw this one. You want to read it?
Yeah, this is a great one. This one says, Dad forces 11-year-old son to play video games for 17 hours without sleep as punishment.
And that kid.
The poor kid.
11.
Look at him. He looks exhausted. 11.
On video games, also on a phone.
Yeah.
These aren't like on a console.
Right.
I could see you going 11 hours deep in I don't know what they play, World of Warcraft.
If you're playing, yeah, if you're on a console, you're playing Call of Duty or something.
Oh yeah. What's the one where you can jump, like beat up the prostitutes and run over grandma's?
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto, yeah. I could see 11 hours deep in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is on a phone.
What about 17 hours, though? It's 17. Oh, yes, he's 17. 11. It's 17 hours. This kid's never been awake for more than 12 hours, ever.
He looks miserable. Oh, he looks like he's sitting in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like sitting on the kitchen, like a stool chair on in his kitchen with the phone. Got to be charged.
Poor kid.
Phone's got to be charged.
Oh, yeah. It's plugged in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to be charging. He looks unhappy.
17 hours, dude. This kid's thumbs are going to be paralyzed.
A father in China made his 11-year-old child play video games continuously for 17 hours without any breaks. The dad caught his child playing games on the phone in bed very late at night.
How dare
you? Come on. How's he have a phone? Whoops. Yeah. Instead of taking the phone away, the dad chose to punish the child by making them play video games nonstop for 17 hours without any sleep. What are y'all's thoughts? What's the first comment or two?
Advanced form of punishment. That dad paved the way for new forms of torture. Great parenting. Flame emoji. That's the dumbest thing I've ever read in a while.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Bad parenting. The kid's health is more important than these stupid punishments. Nah. All right, dude.
All right. We need some, kids suffering from success.
Bro, that's not a punishment.
Well,
okay. Oh, wait, here's one. So a modern day version of making your kid smoke a whole pack.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what we said. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah. That's smoking a pack. An Asian dad.
That's awesome.
An Asian dad did that punishment?
He's in China too, so I wonder what games he even has access to.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything's controlled.
He has to... his dad also took a photo of him.
Right.
And sent it in. Or I don't know.
How did this make the news?
How did this make the news? Tough. He took two photos looking like he zoomed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dad owns the video game.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Also, did he beat the game?
Right. Did he win?
Did he win? If you didn't win, what are we doing?
Here's another news article.
Also,
this week. Yeah, go ahead.
What is the dad going to do?
He had to keep him up for 17
Does
hours.
Does he switch off?
Right.
Hey, mom, you watch him. Yeah. I'm going to bed. Your brother's now going to watch you.
Yep.
Does he get drinks? Does he get food?
His wife is probably like, come on, dude. You're going to make me like.
No, because he's like, it's like when you like are the whatever side of the like any political issue. Once you kind of like, this is my side.
Yeah.
You kind of have to just like double down.
I mean,
I don't think he could have gone 24 hours. Was he trying to do that?
That's crazy. Yeah, you think that was the plan and he only got to 17 and he was like, all right, this kid's cornea is melting.
How could it backfire if the kid like beats it?
In like 2 hours.
And then the game is like, wait, what? He's like, I need you to come in to the headquarters and you be our like secret shopper.
Yeah.
You get all the video games early. We're giving you the cell phone, the console. We're giving you, those video game seats.
Yep.
They have. We're giving you everything.
Yep, the ergonomic chairs.
You're the best at it with the speakers in the back.
Yeah.
He makes it a living. He's definitely going to make a living out of this.
Yeah, he's a prodigy.
No, he's going to be e-sports.
E-sports guy.
That's his future.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah, he's on the product development team at Sony Gaming or something now.
Yes.
It's got to run by him first.
No, he's got to test it. He's a video game guy.
Yeah.
Who is that? Who is that?
Oh, you're never going to believe it, but here's how we found him.
When he was 11?
Yeah. He plays now for 34 hours straight.
Oh,
it's
crazy. Yeah, he beat the record.
Yeah.
He beat his own record. He's the David Blaine of video games.
All right, here's another headline.
Here we go.
OceanGate co-founder. Now, OceanGate is the company who developed the Titanic submersible.
And the founder is in it. He's dead.
Correct. Right? So this is his co-founder.
Okay.
OceanGate co-founder wants to send 1,000 people to float in Venus's atmosphere by 2050.
That's what I was saying.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep going?
Guillermo
Sonlian.
One of the co-founding OceanGate expeditions isn't giving up on bold and travel plans despite the past unfortunate incidents. Hey, can't win them all.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes you miss.
Miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Fail forward.
We're going to Venus. I'd never heard Venus before. I've heard Mars and the moon.
Venus is closer to the sun?
Yeah.
Than us?
He's aiming high and wants to send 1,000 people to live in a floating colony on Venus by 2050. Not that far away, by the way.
Mm.
Yeah. Goal of creating a permanent and human. That's just so. Like, not even the moon. Like, we haven't even figured the moon out yet.
We haven't even figured the Earth out yet.
Yeah, we definitely haven't figured.
We couldn't even get to the bottom of the ocean to see the Titanic.
Couldn't get to the bottom of the open. Some would argue, couldn't get to the moon.
Some would argue that.
Some would
different
argue.
Different episode.
We never got to the moon. Yeah. But yeah, yeah. I mean, this guy's good. Where is Venus good idea. That way?
I think it's closer
I went that way.
Yeah.
That's not just that,
yeah, it's
that way.
It's left.
Because when I look at the the chart. Thing, yeah, it's that way.
Venus is that way. That's because they're all lined up at all times in reality.
And the sun is on the left.
Right.
On the poster in my science class, the sun was on the left.
I think I just found the poster.
Yeah, it's on the left.
Yeah, so Venus is one closer to the sun.
Yeah, from us.
Which, like, we're complaining about global warming here.
Yeah.
What do you think Venus is like, dude?
Yeah,
it's closer.
Dude, how long between we sent 1,000 people out of are we going to have just stop oil in on Venus because it's getting hot out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely. Wait, what'd you do? How'd you do that?
I don't know. This is
just
how you can shop this.
Yeah. Yeah. Venus. Yeah. Send 1,000 people out there. We haven't figured out. Hey, shoot your shot, though, bro.
Yeah.
I respect. Ooh, that's what I need, bro. Right, right on my
love. The full wall.
Yo, yeah.
Where's Mars?
Mars is one further away.
Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. And there's like billions of other. Well, do you believe that?
That could actually happen. That,
do I believe what?
That.
All these planets?
Yeah.
That they exist?
I don't know if I believe that.
You don't believe they exist?
No.
All right, let's go there.
That's the thing. That's everybody just said. That's I saw that my whole life. Everybody's seen that.
Yeah.
That none of the other ones have human life.
Yeah.
Nah, we're in deep, dude. We can't do this on this episode.
We need to just pick a day.
Everyone,
when we're going to do a conspiracy. So there's
billions
episode.
And billions of. And there is there any other planets?
Yeah.
Besides stars.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Jupiters.
Yeah.
Jupiter-ish things.
Yeah.
Something's out there. I don't know if it's a movie screen or what it is, but something is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to pick a day. We're going to do a conspiracy episode.
And there's no other Earth?
Right. All right. If you don't, I don't know. Do we want to do this today?
No. I mean, we don't have to go deep in, but there isn't.
If it's not that, what do you think it is?
What do you think? What is?
If it's not all that they're saying, what do you think it is?
I mean, what's the point of it?
Right.
I know from the Bible, obviously, I've grown up the same way everybody grew up. I know what I've been told about it.
Right.
But nobody's been out there?
I guess not. Just that one satellite we sent out that turned around and took a picture of all of us.
And
allegedly.
On this.
It's a blur.
Round planet.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. We'll do this another
conspiracy
episode.
Conspiracy episode coming soon.
We'll do this another episode. Yeah.
So are you, all right, are you trusting Guillermo with this?
No, I'm not going, but people, he's going to do it. People are going to pay money and people are going to do it.
Yeah.
And I support the human.
I wonder how long it would take to get to Venus.
Get there. Yeah.
How long would it take to get
we had
to
a guy
Venus?
Come in here and record an episode about aliens the other day.
Yeah.
And he made awesome. This insane point. Of if Venus or whatever planet is 10,000 light years away,
yeah,
and they're looking in a telescope now, like if there's aliens and they have sophisticated technology,
yeah,
and they're looking in a telescope now,
yeah,
they would see dinosaurs on Earth, or they would be looking at Earth 10,000 years ago because the light hasn't made it to them.
I'm calling BS.
That's science.
Prove
that's science. That's
prove
how, trust
that's
the
how
science,
light
dude.
Travels.
Okay,
trust
okay.
The
so
science.
Then we can't trust anything. So then there's no point of looking out into space then because we're 10,000 years late, right?
Well, no,
there's no point because we don't know what it actually looks
far,
like right now.
If you're looking 10,000 light years at something 10,000 light years away, then
it's,
I guess.
Nah,
yes.
Dude.
But it's not in real time.
Nah. I don't think the moon and all that stuff.
Light takes time to travel.
Fauci said, trust the science.
Mm.
And Andrew said, science. I'm with him.
I don't know, man. That's, I'm on the other side of the fence there.
How long does it get to, I could be like, dude, we're going to Venus, sick. And then you like strap in and then it's like a plane and you're like, this is like a long.
109 days.
To go there.
Yep.
On a flight.
109 days.
You're not make it. You're not going to make it.
What?
Yeah, a human can't be in a capsule. For
it would need to be a big ship.
I wouldn't like, I don't care how big it was.
I'm going to need a gym. I'm going to need
Isn't that what the pool. Guy said? They're not going to go live on the surface of Venus. You can't do that.
No, that's
in the atmosphere.
He wants to go put people in the atmosphere.
Oh.
With the goal of creating a permanent human settlement.
Yeah.
In the atmosphere.
1,000 people? Okay. Yeah.
Guillermo,
you're
going to
meet somebody.
Bro.
You're going to be in line at the bathroom. And you're gonna be like this guy, and you go, I don't like this guy.
Yeah,
I'll start there.
Yeah,
I hate him.
Yeah,
and then the yeah,
yeah. We on Earth, we at least have the like. Well, you know, there's a bunch of fish in the sea.
Yeah,
there it's like it's just the 1,000 of us.
You can go to the other. Yeah, you can go like, to the other. My college was 4,000, and I knew everybody.
Yeah, same.
And I was like, this is too small.
Yep,
1,000 is no.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know about that. Sorry. All right, we should get into the. Oh, yeah. You want to get into it?
Yeah, we
get
this.
All right, we'll get into it. Yeah,
for you. You brought this tweet in, and I think it's interesting.
One of the most, I've been thinking about this all week. A guy tweeted this, somebody that was on my For You page on Twitter. My wife has a theory that when two girls pass each other on the street, the hotter one just kind of has the right of way, and everyone mostly abides by that. And that this creates awkward moments when two people think they are equally hot. Is this true?
Fascinating. This is like if there was Discovery Channel run by aliens that were studying humans, they would address this.
They'd be like, wait, what?
So if you look right here, you can see the hotter girl.
Attractive woman walks out of the subway and she is approached by another equally attractive woman. That's a terrible accent.
That's good.
My wife has a theory that when two girls pass each other on the street, the hotter one just kind of has the right of way.
Yeah.
So we're talking about walking.
Yes.
On a sidewalk.
Yes.
So an attractive woman approach and you default to the more attractive woman.
Mm-hmm. You step aside. You yield.
Is there, I guess the equivalent in men would be the bigger one.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So if you're that's all the way back to like the caveman days.
Yeah.
This guy is bigger than you. I mean,
it's a primal instinct.
Yeah, primal. It was not, you're not gonna fight, but right. If there was a scenario where you would default to him.
Yeah, right this way, big fella. You got it, bro.
You get if you're walking down a like a hallway in like a hotel room. You get out of the way. I mean, you always go right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you're gonna pass, you go right.
Right.
So you're saying if it's an attractive woman, you would default to her.
Yep.
You think that's true?
I think it might be true because the man version is definitely true.
Yeah,
I can definitely attest for that.
Yeah,
the bigger guy.
Yeah,
for sure.
So in women, it would be the more attractive.
Yeah.
And if all right, here's some of the responses.
Okay.
I don't think it's a matter of how hot you are, but how confident and purposeful you walk.
That's a fair point.
Is that what you're going to say?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Because like, it doesn't really matter. Like if Roman Roy's walking down the street.
Who's that?
Dude's using fictional characters.
Like if
Bugs Bunny walks up to the Tasmanian Devil, I mean.
Jeff Bezos walking down the street might not be the biggest guy. That dude's walking wherever he wants to walk.
Jeff Bezos is huge.
No, I know, but like Jeff Bezos a decade ago.
Yeah.
He's so confident.
So
he knows.
He got that, gained that over time.
Yeah.
But like, what if Jeff Bezos walks into the president of UFC? What's his name?
Dana White.
They're both equally. Does Dana White move for Jeff Bezos?
Yes.
Unless
you think so?
Yes.
Unless it's on Dana White's territory.
Sure,
like if he's at a fight. Then that's his. That's like very animalistic.
Jeff Bezos and Dana White pass each other in Times Square. Who's going to move? I think Dana White moves.
No.
This is like,
no.
Dude,
this is
he's like the richest guy in the world.
This is like a weird SAT question.
Yeah, but riches don't go into it.
Right.
But it goes into power, which is a secondary form of riches. But if you're out on the street, you don't have it. You don't have access to it. Now, if you're in your own domain, you do. But if you're on the street, he's on the street, it's who's bigger.
Unless I agree.
You recognize him.
Right.
Yeah.
If I, then yes. Jeff Bezos,
realistically, Jeff Bezos walks around the street with like six security guards.
I bet he does.
I'm sure Dana does.
Jeff Bezos, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's a good question.
If Joe Rogan and Dana White walk into each, who's moving?
That's Joe's an interesting one because he's 5'7", I think.
Is he?
I believe
but
so.
But yoked.
But super thick. Yeah.
So height has to go into it.
I'm sure.
Tall, the tall guy, move out of the way for the shorter, stockier guy?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, it's based on. Now it's based on. I read.
That's
I,
interesting,
dude. I read also one that what this girl says. I don't think it's a matter how hot you are, it's about how confident, purposefully you walk. People generally get out of my way because I walk fast with a purpose. So you're saying you're not hot. Yeah, she's saying I'm not hot.
She's like, let's be real.
People get out of my way.
Appreciate that.
Here's one. It's more likely whoever is perceived to be the more dominant, which mm-hmm. is, I think, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Most women would probably consider hotness a measure of dominance, which is true for guys too. Mm-hmm. So that is that's in the qualifier of what. Yeah, it's dominant. So you go up to, you're in the, that's all, I feel like I talk about that safari I went on all the time.
Yep.
Everybody's out there, the Lion King, he does walk like he owns it.
With a purpose.
And he does.
Yeah.
And he does. And
chin held high.
Yeah, just like, and slow, mm-hmm. moving very slow.
Chest out.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at my mane. I might as well be walking in slow motion.
And all the, like hyenas and like, they're like, yeah. Scared. Like little it's just like the guys. Lion King.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what?
Little mangy guys.
Little mangy.
They're like, no.
Listen to this one. Bilzerian, which I don't know, I should bring him into this. Mm-hmm. Dan Bilzerian, who's the guy that has all the Instagram, all the girls around him all mm-hmm. the time. Bilzerian explained on his biography that his girls, which, okay, they're not his but girls. Yeah, had created a hierarchy based on the number of Instagram followers they all had. Mm. So this would not seem unreasonable.
Hmm.
So
interesting example to use, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
If no one has their phones, that is out.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So everybody, let's say no one knows each other. They all get on a plane together mm-hmm. or they all arrive at wherever resort.
Yep.
You're kind of putting out this information to try to gather where I am
yeah.
related to everyone else here.
Everybody's testing the waters. We're yes. all trying each other. Yes. Where are we?
Where am I?
Yes.
I think yeah, you're that's asking what I mean. Them.
Like,
you don't really care about them. You want to know where you are.
Where do I fit
yeah.
in this whole standings? Yeah. Where am I?
So if we go, I do that with my job. You do that with yours.
Yep.
We're like, all right, where am I? If I'm in a group of comics, we're in the green room. It's definitely who's the most popular.
Yeah.
Who can sell the most tickets?
I think... I won't speak for you. I'll ask.
But
does it also come down to like who can control the room? Who commands the room?
A little bit, but I think that is by default. If you were an open micer, mm-hmm. no disrespect to, because I would have been an open micer sure. for a long time, you wouldn't have that confidence
right.
in there. If you did, it would be a fake. The guy that had the kind of like the lion, he wouldn't be as gregarious, but he's like,
well, and you can control the room without being the loudest in the room. You know what I mean? Like if Chappelle's in the room, he might just sit quietly in the corner, but he still commands the room.
Yeah.
You're still checking to see if he's reacting to things that are being said. Is he going to say something? If he does, everybody shuts up and listens. Like,
yeah. And I've been in those scenarios with very, celebrity doesn't really, that's one of the issues. But when you're with a very, very charismatic, like, quote, like when he walks into the room, everybody's like,
yeah,
like one of the, like a couple of those celebrity, like pastors are like that, mm-hmm. have that.
There's like a gravitational pull.
Yeah. Whatever that is. And it's not based on attractiveness or fame. Mm-mm. It's just, it's some people have it in their local community. They're the biggest one there.
Yep.
And then the tricky thing is like when the recruit, the football recruit, they come to your senior year. You're the god, state championships. You're the top. You're the quarterback. All the pro or all the Nick Saban is at your games, and then you go sign to play at Alabama, and now you're a freshman.
Yeah,
and it just. But if you come in like Peyton Manning's son as a freshman, you're on the top still, right?
Yes and no. There's, I mean, you still
got
prove.
The NIL money.
You
but
still
you're
gotta
like,
prove it though.
Yeah, you still got to prove it.
Because athletics, it is performance-based. So it's like, let's see if you can actually play. If you can play, then yeah, you got it.
So you might get a little bit more leeway if you come in on a big contract.
Yep.
You have a little bit more, hey, he's here.
Or you have more to prove.
Way more to prove.
I think it just depends.
But if the backup, the long snapper and the punter want to come in on the off day to like get some work done, like, all right. All right.
Yep.
But if like Peyton, if Tom Brady's coming in, and they're like, hey, let's by just by default of who they are.
Yeah.
Hotness, I don't know about that.
I think it does come down to the way you carry yourself. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. The like Bill Simmons would always talk about on his podcast, like irrational confidence guy, like a basketball player is like eighth guy on the bench, just come in, just fire in threes.
Yeah.
Like irrational. Like how does this guy have so much confidence? Mm-hmm. And just firing. And so, and just sometimes just misses and just sometimes just killing it.
Yeah.
Like irrational confidence. You're like, this person is not behaving. They're behaving beyond what they are.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it should be, we should all aspire to just no matter what other person's worth quote is on paper or whatever, treat everybody the same.
For sure.
But
also there's the human nature of how people are.
I wonder if you got on that orbiting thing around Venus with the thousand, there's very quickly, who's the leader?
You could probably climb that ladder pretty quick. It's only 1,000 people.
Nah, I could get up there.
You get in there and kind of, he's basically selling a cult in a box.
Really?
Like he's just like,
it's going to become one.
1,000 people.
And it's going to be a rift and they're going to separate. Mm-hmm. And eventually over the course of history, 1,000 people, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say they could marry, have baby. They're going to divide.
Yeah.
And fight each other.
Yeah.
Right?
I wonder how they're going to vet the 1,000.
Like if they got what kind of meds are you
or
on?
Even like political stances and religious beliefs, and races.
You can't have everybody on the same side.
There's no way they're just going to be like, here's 1,000 white people who all vote right. Go.
No, they wouldn't put them on there. They wouldn't go. Right. Yeah.
Like how do you decide who goes to that? Cause you're creating a new
society,
a new human race, essentially.
And
it's
you're
over
saying
there.
by the course of history of what it's come to this point, they will divide and fight each other.
Yeah. Historically.
Eventually.
Yeah.
At some point. It might be in a day, but...
they all just divide.
I'm trying to think of what my power was. If I didn't... I can't have a podcast up there, right?
Up there?
Yeah.
So you think we could chart on Venus?
Yeah. We're big on Venus. Yeah. So I lose that. Mm-hmm. So like, do I have Instagram up there? Lose that.
No.
Okay. So I'm trying to think of what my power is. My height. Mm-hmm. I'm 6'2", but other people are. I'm skinny, so I don't have that. I don't have the weight power. Mm-hmm.
You're probably top of the food chain very quickly because you're entertainment. And you
I could entertain.
Require,
yeah.
You just need a microphone.
Yeah, I could.
Going to 1,000 people,
even
you
if
might not.
At a dinner, if I wanted to. Sometimes I don't want to. I just want to sit there. But if I needed to, like, be entertaining, sure. I could.
You got a massive advantage in that scenario for sure.
Socially.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got, yeah.
Yeah. If it comes down to like, now we got to build engines, then.
Yeah. I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if he's like, oh, we need to hunt for, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
You're like, I could tell jokes about the hunt.
Nothing. Yeah. Some guy that comes in, he goes, hey, I'm a doctor. I can stitch people up, but I can, I
need that guy.
Yeah. We need him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got nothing. Maybe minor Riz factor. That's all I got. Yeah. Speaking of Riz, baby, you know how you get it? You know how you get it?
How do you get it?
Manscaped.
Yes.
That's how I get it. That was my thing to do yesterday too.
Manscaped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take care of myself. Support for Net Positive brought to you by Manscaped, baby. The best in men's grooming. Their products are precision engineered. Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate in men's hygiene. Join over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. 20% off and free worldwide shipping. Not to Venus, though.
No.
With the code NetPositive. This world.
Yeah, this worldwide.
At manscaped.com. We don't know if there are other worlds. There are. If my math is correct, that's over 14 million. Okay. I let myself right into that one. Performance Package 4.0 is what I have. I got two of them. I got one for my face, one for my body.
Yep.
And they got me kitted out.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Inside the package.
The Lawnmower 4.0 is their fourth generation trimmer.
Oh, yeah.
It is honed in. They've worked out all the kinks at this point. Beautiful. It features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. And I said this last time we had them on, and I'll say it again, still not one nick.
Not once.
I've been doing this for years.
Me neither. Not one.
The Lawnmower 4.0 is also waterproof and has a 4,000K LED spotlight that you need that a more precise shave.
Body. If you're talking about your body.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't have light. You don't. You're gonna have to a flashlight.
Right.
How you doing that?
Yeah. Dude.
Can't. If you get in the shower, you got a light above you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Can't do it.
Yeah. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code NETPOSITIVE. Unlock your confidence, just like we were just talking about, and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. I'm yielding to the guy who manscapes.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
We're walking down. I'm like, that guy manscapes for sure.
Yeah. I'm out of the way. Somebody right this take, way. Yeah. You know what? I would say Manscaped, yes. Someone that's dressed nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect example.
Somebody put together nicely.
You go, he looks like he is going somewhere.
Yep.
Doing something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get out of the way for a guy that's dressed nice.
Yep.
But outside of that, just all things aside, just hotness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more to it.
There's more to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about these emails.
We got some emails
to
wrap up.
We have time to get to these?
Yeah.
How much time do we have?
We got a little bit of time.
All right. We good.
Do you want to go with embarrassment emails or do you want to go with bath discussion emails?
We should probably save one of them for next week.
Up to you.
We can do both. Let's go. Let's get to the embarrassments.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about things that are embarrassing that shouldn't be embarrassing.
Yep.
And we talked about that a bunch and we've gotten hundreds of emails.
Okay.
Hilarious. All of them hilarious.
All right. Here we go.
Let's do it.
And again, these are all being kept anonymous.
Yeah.
A great embarrassing moment that shouldn't be embarrassing. I used to work at a well-known Amish restaurant in Ohio.
All right.
Stop.
I'm familiar.
How many of those are there?
Yeah. Well-known to who?
Right.
Yeah. I think I know where this place is that she's talking about.
Okay, perfect.
But yeah.
At the time, they really liked to hire homeschooled staff.
Okay.
I mentioned this to give you some context for a great visual.
Got it.
The manager's daughter and her new boyfriend, who were like the Puritan type, the boyfriend claimed he'd never sinned before.
Okay. Enough of that. No, dude, what? No.
Okay.
No. You said that out loud? All right.
There was that one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they started dating. One morning, I was running late to work and happened to be driving behind them. Okay. I stopped at a stop sign, impatiently waiting for them to go forward. I was about to blast my horn when I noticed the windows were foggy. I zoomed in with my eyeballs. I'd love to know how to do that. And recognized the car. It was my coworker's car. To my surprise, they were full-blown making out at the stop sign, completely oblivious to the world around them.
Okay.
I was too embarrassed that I had witnessed this. They eventually noticed the car behind them and quickly my car behind them and quickly sped away. To avoid any awkwardness, I purposely turned into the other entrance of the restaurant and waited in my car for about 15 minutes. I even texted my boss to let them know I was running late, just so I wouldn't have to walk into the building at the same time as them and make eye contact. Why did I feel embarrassed when they were the ones getting caught? What would you have done in that situation?
Okay, there's a million things to break down in this.
A ton. But
number one, okay. That's like, it's the most like, well, we watched like the Duggar documentary.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, in terms of sex,
yeah,
the way it was so repressed.
Yeah.
Who's making out in a car? Like if they were like
at a stop
sleeping
sign
with each other, or like they're, what are you doing?
That's probably the only chance you get.
Yeah. These are adult. The rules are why this happened.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
Yep.
This is, no one's making out for fun. I mean, what? We're adults. Like, what? What are you doing in a car at a stop? What?
At a stop sign.
Also, that doesn't fog up the windows. Making out doesn't fog the windows. There's some confusion in this story.
Yeah.
And it's in the morning. On the way in the work on the morning.
Yeah.
All right. There's a million problems with this.
Yeah.
But I love the idea that like I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go around and wait in the car is hilarious.
Texting my boss, I'm going to be late. Sorry. Yeah. And you're sitting in the parking lot already.
You're putting your own job at risk. Like, I didn't do it.
If the boss was like, I can see you.
Yeah. What are you doing? Come inside.
What are you doing in the car? Making out with somebody?
Yeah. Why?
Get in here.
What? That's hilarious. Yeah. That we're basically saying with this bit is like, remove yourself of it.
Yeah.
Like, well, like embarrassment, I think it's kind of like, I don't know what that quote is, or like offense is never given, it's taken.
Right.
Offense is like embarrassment is taken, I think. Unless they're like, ha ha, loser, look at you, what a fool.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
But you could still combat that and just be like, I know I'm in the right here. I'm
not
embarrassed.
I don't accept it.
You're wrong.
I don't accept it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can deny it.
Yeah. I was watching the news last night. There's a guy that does like investigative reports on like, you know, this guy was like, you know, apparently like swindling all these women out of like money. He would like act like they were dating. And then they were like, I need $100 or whatever. And they were like, he didn't respond to, you know, phone calls, obviously, from the investigative reports. So he was walking into, he got out of his car and he was walking into poker night. Mm-hmm. And they were like, with the cameras in his face. And they were like, what do you say about the allegation? And he was like, just like Trump.
Yeah.
Just not, he's like, he wasn't trying to, he went into the bar and was like dapping up his butt. Like the cameras are right there. He took on none of it.
He just said, that's not me. I'm good.
Yeah. He goes, he didn't even like, he wasn't like when you go out of a courtroom, you put your head up, you hide them.
Yeah.
Because they are.
They're throwing shame.
But if you were innocent,
yeah,
you'd be like,
all good.
This is, I know what you're trying to put on me.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it.
Justice will prevail.
Gosh. He literally, he walked into the, where I go, I don't know. That guy might be.
Yeah. Maybe he's doing all right.
Yeah. I don't know the whole story, but you go, yeah, I go, wow. Like you, hey, honk. Be like,
mm-hmm. So would you have gone in right after them? Would you have pulled in the parking lot, parked, and walked right in?
Now, but not when I was probably that age. That's like, I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
But you go, yeah, what? Like, they're mortified that you saw.
Mm-hmm.
And you are more, like, that embarrassment, like, but you don't even have to be. You're like, this is my boyfriend.
Right.
We love each other.
Yeah. I think I'd probably just blackmail him.
This is against the rule. Yeah, you should do. Yeah. For some biscuits.
Cover all my shifts for the next month.
Yeah, cover all my shifts and bring me some of that jam from the farm.
That's what we
call
we
it even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The idea that you're taking it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
All right, here we go. I was on my way home, driving across rural Kansas, middle of nowhere, when my stomach started to hurt. I was stuck on a 2-lane road with 1 lane closed down for construction. Nowhere to pull off or use the restroom for miles.
Okay.
I pulled into a little farmhouse and knocked on the door. An older
Hold
man-
on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What? Is that what that says?
That's what it says, dude.
I would never do that.
Verbatim.
I would never do that in 1,000 years.
No.
I would never do that. Go to someone's house and say, I have to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Not in 1,000 years.
I would walk.
Not in 1,000 years.
I would walk a mile into the woods and use the bathroom in the woods.
I would go in my car.
Yeah.
In my back seat, in my trunk. I would do a thousand other things.
Yeah.
I would go in my pants. I would go in my pants. I would go in my pants sitting in my car before I would go into a house.
Okay, here we go.
Hold on. All right. Let's just say the situation is as
dire as this seems.
But it's not.
Right.
I mean,
my trunk is crazy.
I mean,
just sitting with your legs dangling on the bumper.
The trunk
up above you.
holding on
to it.
I mean, I've done it once in the tour bus, because you can't go to the bathroom in the tour bus.
Yep.
And you never do it.
Right. But speaking of sins, that's a sin.
That's number one. I go, hey, same thing. You go, hey, this isn't it's going to happen.
Right.
Shouldn't be embarrassed by that.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Yep.
I know how this ends.
Yes.
All right. So I go, hey,
you got options.
I'm going to go in the trash can, or I got to get off this bus. Mm-hmm. I have to get off this bus. He stopped. And I don't know where we were, an underpass or in the woods. I went into the woods.
Nice.
And it was, if you have to, backstage, I would never, I want to be away from people.
Yeah.
I don't want to go, all right, read the rest.
Yeah. I pulled into a little farmhouse and knocked on the door.
Dude, all right, it must not be that urgent, because you're going to go find a house.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm talking about you're like, hey, this is going down in 90 seconds.
Right.
Or like when you're going to throw up.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no, because if that's not the house or somebody's not there.
Yep. Right. Now you're just on their porch.
So you must have seen that there's lights on or there's cars there or something.
Must have.
Yeah.
An older man answered, and I begged.
That is nuts, dude.
I begged him to let me use their bathroom.
Wouldn't do it. Would never do it. I own a home. I would never let somebody. Never.
No.
Never.
No.
Is it dark? It must be dark.
I don't even think I'm opening the door.
Can I use your bathroom?
No.
And I have one right inside the door.
Yep.
I would never do that.
No.
I don't care who it was.
When he let me in, I came face to face with the entire extended family. I had interrupted their Sunday lunch.
Okay, so it was outside. It was day?
Daytime.
So you can't go into the woods.
You got to go into the woods. This has to be a woodsman.
You go
into
the woods?
Yeah. This has to be a woodsman.
And sometimes there's no woods. Mm-hmm. If there's like house, 100 yards house, there is no... It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
Anything is better than going to this stranger's home.
I would lay
home.
Down on my back on the ground.
The wildest posture of all time. Just planking. What's that guy doing in the field?
Yeah.
He's definitely not going to the bathroom because he's just laying down.
Oh, my. Okay.
And it gets better. The bathroom was right off the kitchen. I used the restroom. It was not pretty. I left a $10 bill on the counter and left without making eye contact.
This is a nightmare, dude. This is a nightmare. It turned into, if you're alone driving, you must be driving a long way or driving in where there's no, sorry. This embarrassing situation, it can end with you.
Yes.
It was embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
And if you don't ever want to tell that story again, I was out in the woods. I would go to the bathroom in my car and sell the car before I would ever do that.
And I'm just remembering the first line was I was on my way home driving across rural Kansas, which means it's probably flat fields.
Oh, yeah.
So there's probably no woods.
There's got to be some kind of.
But a ditch even, you know what I mean? Like on the side of the road.
Something,
like,
somewhere to.
A tree to get behind, anything.
And just go down, even. It just sit on the ground. If you have, I'm saying.
Pull the car over. Both doors.
Yeah.
In between the doors.
Yeah.
Nobody sees you. Drive away.
Take your pants off if you need to.
Yep.
Throw them away. You're going home.
Yep.
I'm saying, dude, as opposed to this.
Yeah.
There's
also dangerous. A very stranger's dangerous. Home.
It's very dangerous. And come in, and they heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's other people that you've looked in the eye. Don't leave 10. 10 is not, we're not, this is not even for $10, dude. I wouldn't even, it's not even for $1,000.
Bro, imagine being the family, this random guy.
I'll be like, did we just witness that?
Yeah.
Did that just happen?
And he just leaves you with this terrible experience. Bro, what? Who do you think? What do you think the family thinks of the guy who opened the door for him? They all going to be like, dude, what are you doing?
Don't open the door.
Oh my God. He opened the door.
You need to go to the bat. This guy's going to murder us.
He opened the door. Don't let him in. Don't let him in.
Middle of nowhere, Kansas. Hey, can I come in and use your bathroom? A stranger, man.
Mm-hmm.
No, never.
Unless he was just very charismatic and he had to, the guy was forced to yield.
Great looking guy.
Yeah.
Great looking. This guy's very attractive. Come on in here, sir. Yeah. Great point.
Yeah. This came in from Carl Lentz.
That's a good one.
I'd let Carl in.
We haven't talked about that yet. We got
the Hillsong doc.
Yeah. We'll
circle back.
Yeah. We got one more.
Yeah. All right. I am embarrassed when buying underwear, feminine products, bras, etc.
Yeah.
This is from a female.
Did we talk about this before?
I don't think so.
No.
I always stuff them down in my cart so no one sees. And then when I put them on the conveyor belt in the checkout line, I have to cover them up with something else. I thought this embarrassment would go away with age, but it definitely has
That's
not.
That's a great one.
That
That's
is a great good one.
One. Yeah.
That's a very good one.
Hey, I'm not human anatomy.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the embarrassment of that anymore.
No.
Not me, but I was like, hey. That's how the body works.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? What?
Yep.
That's like, because you think when you have a period, when you're 13 and no one's ever seen that before, you're all in middle school, high school.
It's taboo.
And you're not mature enough to be like, hey, this is the way the body works.
Yep.
You're obviously 13 too.
Yep.
So it's like, I understand that, but then you should go, all right, we've retired it.
Yeah. We're good now.
We've retired the embarrassment of
this
that, right?
This is part of life.
I read one that I didn't highlight it, but one where a guy said he bought some White Claws like for his girlfriend or his wife, and he was like carrying them. He didn't want people to see him carrying them.
What?
Because he was like, that's like a feminine drink.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo to that.
You're saying he should. Yeah, you were shaming him for hiding them.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, but drink what you like. Yeah. Stop. That needs to go away. That's one of my biggest, because I've always gotten like trash talk from people about it. Because all the drinks I drink are feminine drinks.
Enjoy them. I think this is the same thing with Just Stop Oil or like Cards Against Humanity. It's like, really?
I hate that I even just said they're feminine drinks. They're delicious drinks fruitier in flavor. Who cares?
I just want to go, like, what was it? I go, I mean, I knew, I obviously, no, if people were like making jokes, I go, what's the joke? Like, what, like,
nice.
No, just explain.
Yeah.
Like, something very simple, what is it? You don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what, like, oh, really? What's the joke?
Yeah, what?
That you bring in two White Claws, mm-hmm. and you live alone, you're a dude. Oh, really? You only got his White Claw? What's the joke?
Yeah.
Explain the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I just want to be like...
I'm listening.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah.
No, the joke you just did. The joke you just did. Oh, really? White Claw? You don't have it? Explain it.
Yeah.
Tell me. Enlighten me.
Mm-hmm. You tricked yourself that you like whiskey.
Yeah.
You don't even enjoy it.
You want one of these?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
I bet you do.
Yeah.
You're not strong enough in your manhood to admit that you like this. Yeah, because you're not attractive enough, so people don't default and walk past you on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, put down your purse next time you put that, or hit that drug. What's the joke? No, tell me. Tell me the joke. Women are weaker? That's the joke.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. No, just explain it.
No, it's funny. It's funny. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You drive a Saturn or yeah, no. No, tell me. Tell me the joke. What's the or like
does a skirt come with that drink?
Yeah, yeah. Because that's an umbrella in it. You want an umbrella in there?
Yeah.
What's the joke? That's hilarious. What's the joke?
I didn't get it.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
No, I don't get it. Or like
just
what?
Yeah.
Or like I'm trying to think of like somebody like that's just like it's so brutal.
It's like, what are you doing?
I'm trying to think if like someone like a knock on somebody's like either wealth or like success or like, oh, or just like, I'm trying to think of something that would be like, oh, we're just like sitting in the grandstand. You're like, what's the joke? That I can't afford it. And so I'm sitting here as opposed to better. Is that the joke?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the joke? No, just to help me.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that. What's the joke?
I like the wrap of I get it now. That's funny now. Yeah, thanks, man.
The joke is.
That was good.
So you're saying that men are really? Like
deconstructing a joke
in front of
somebody is like
to their face.
Oh, wow.
Like yeah, it's like all the embarrassments. Like it's everything like, "Oh, you can't. Oh, you can't. Oh, you can't lift it?"
Yeah.
What's the joke?
All those things are also like, they're all like catchphrases. Like anytime somebody says something like, does a skirt come with that? Or like all that type of stuff.
Hit it, Alice.
I always think, of like the Woody doll in Toy Story with the pull cord in the back.
Where
like you just pull the cord and you just like spit out a catchphrase.
Like,
so you're just saying things you're that you've heard other people say because you think it's a thing to say.
Office culture is like the king of that.
Yes, dude. Like all the corporate stuff.
You bring back like a sandwich, like, what'd you get for yourself? You're like, that's for me.
Yes.
You're like, or like Friday, huh?
Yes.
Stop, dude. We're going to order, Harley. If you were a secretary, not secretary, they don't call them that anymore.
Right.
Administrative assistant.
There you go.
You just have to pull the rip cord. Just
pull that cord.
You just have like a glossary.
Yes.
Of just Wednesday, huh? It starts Monday. Monday, huh? What are we doing? Dude.
I hate it, dude.
It's God gave you however many of these.
Mm-hmm.
However many years you're going to be alive, X 52. Monday, it's like, dude, if you think Monday is like, leave. We used to say that on the bus, on the tour bus. The girl wrote on the whiteboard, she's like, only 3 weeks left. Keep your head up. I go, I'm not sad to be out here.
You can go home right now.
You can leave now.
Yeah.
I'll pay you for the rest of the tour. Bye.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, Monday is like, what?
News came out of the White Sox locker room this week.
Yeah.
There was a guy who apparently wanted to go home a day before the All-Star break. He wanted to leave early and go home.
Okay.
And like he wasn't scheduled to play that day.
And he's like a pitcher or something. Like
so
that.
He was like, I'm not playing. Can I take off early? And guys in the clubhouse had a problem with it. They were like, bro, I'll buy your, I think Tim Anderson, the shortstop. He said, I'll buy your ticket home.
And never come home.
They fought in the locker room after that. They're like, I'll buy your ticket out of here then. If you don't want to be here, bro, we got another game to play today.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And what?
You don't have to be here.
Now, if you have like, if your wife is like pregnant and you get an administrative or whatever, you can, and obviously.
Yeah.
You just want to bounce?
He just wanted to go. Just want a vacation.
I'll buy your ticket. Never come back.
Yeah.
Never come back.
Yeah.
Leave immediately.
Get out of here.
Good. He should. I'm on his side.
Yep.
I'm not on the side of the victim. He's not a victim. What's the joke?
Yeah.
God, I want to do that so bad. Like, what's the, like, if you can't, you can't lift something. You can't, you're like, you're just, what's the joke? Yeah. We'll get to the, next week, we'll get to
the shadow bathing thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said,
yeah.
Let's go on record what you said previously.
Yeah. I said my shower habits are I shower in the morning.
Yep.
I shower at night before bed.
It's insanity.
And then,
it came from what? What did I say?
You're talking about how you don't need to bathe
growing
that often.
Up.
Oh, growing up. Yeah. Growing up, you only bathed once a week.
Saturday night for church.
Yeah.
And my mom, I did text my mother and she said that is true.
Wow.
Yeah. She said once a week on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't think I came into the deodorant game until late, bro. I was
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I came in as I started going to middle school, probably.
Is that a homeschool thing?
13, 12, 13.
Oh, I think that's normal.
Yeah.
I think that's when most guys are getting into it.
Right. They had a mustache.
That's when you start, like, you go into puberty, you start sweating.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We put a new ending on the show.
Yeah,
we always talk about a lot of things, and we go, should we talk about that? Should we don't talk about that? And I go, I don't care about that. There's so many things in the news. So many, we can't cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we would end the show.
Yep.
These days with things we don't have time to care about.
Yeah,
things we do not have time to care.
We just don't have time.
Okay,
and so we'll hit them real quick at the end of the episode, and then we're out.
Lizzo, toxic work environment. Okay. Trump gets indicted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Wayne Brady. Okay. Wayne Brady is pansexual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
U.S. women's soccer team pounded in the round of 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Net positive. See you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.